Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
To get a little horse. Now he took it.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. I didn't know where we were there for a minute.
Why?
We're here.
So, it's that time of the year again.
That word stand by, when we say stand by, that means don't talk.
Sorry. Evan Knappen, the great one, is here because he's here doing his gun law seminar. He'll be here two or three times next year. This was the last time this year.
Say hello, Evan.
Hello, Evan.
And Evan brought with him, now he travels with his paralegal.
I do.
Katie, K-A-T-Y.
Katie Brown.
Grew up in Washington State, but now lives in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
While Evan's been learning people today, Katie shot a bunch of guns off the rental wall. Did you have fun?
Yes, I did.
Did the staff treat you well?
Oh, they're great.
Yeah? You had a good time?
Yes.
Have you ever been in a range like this before?
No, not like this.
Now you know why Abby wants to live here?
Right. Yeah. No, actually, the only other range I've been to, I'm not a total noob, but I'm kind of a noob. So I have been to a really quaint little, like, 19...
Quaint. Great word.
Let's just say, in New Hampshire, there's a lot of... you know, cool little, like, hunting cabins and shacks and things out in the woods. And this range
Pioneer?
Pretty much looks like one of those.
Pioneer? Were you a Pioneer?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Worse. No.
But
worse.
See, as a paralegal, Katie took the word she wanted to use and morphed it into quaint. Okay.
Quaint, which
is very nice. Yes, Katie. The design behind this was to be female and family friendly. Obviously,
and
you would have been treated the same whether or not you were here with Evan with his invitation. So that's how we roll here. Evan.
Yeah, man.
It's a pleasure to have you back.
I am so pleased to sit here in this wonderful radio studio.
We love you here.
I love you guys.
We love you here. You know,
I am psyched.
Evan, if you ever run for political office, I'm going to tell everybody how you groped me 11 years ago.
Very nice.
Hey.
I'm groping him right now.
Well, yeah, only tell them in the month of October.
Of course.
Two to three weeks before the election.
Of course.
That's the only time you want to mention it. Okay?
So New Jersey, right? We've been lucky that we've had Chris Christie for the past
seven years because he has vetoed and helped the gun owners tremendously, and we're gonna miss him when he leaves, man. We're gonna miss that guy.
Yeah, because Phil Murphy's like the guy right now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. No joke. You know, people. We were. You know, look, it's hard when you're a New Jerseyan. It's never good enough. Because it's who we are. I get that. But in reality, there's a hell of a lot of gun control that man stopped. And it's the first time in the history of New Jersey that a governor actually called for shall issue carry and actually did a conditional veto for trying to get rid of justifiable need.
And Loretta Weinberg's heart started beating again when that happened.
Yeah, think about it. I mean, and that's where he's not even running for anything anymore now.
No.
And he went and put forward a conditional veto. Let me honestly say, I've had the honor and pleasure to know Governor Christie, and I honestly believe he has gotten just a complete understanding of our issue and an understanding more than he ever had. And I think it reflects it now. I really do. I think that, you know, people come around, right? They have to, like this range, what you do here, Gun for Hire, people's entire attitudes change. If they don't understand guns and they come here and they learn it,
thousands of people a month,
right? And
actually.
And that happens, right? And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and it's what strengthens the gun rights movement. The very service you provide protects the Second Amendment because individuals' minds change about how they feel, and a lot of them, even if they're pro gun to start. It strengthens their resolve. It makes them love this even more, right? Opens their eyes to experiences they haven't had before. Governor Christie evolved on gun control from what I would say was a moderate to someone who truly, truly is committed to fighting for Second Amendment rights.
Now, we also have to say that we've had some leaders in the 2A community that spent a lot of time educating the governor and his staff for the past 7 years.
Tremendous. And they've done great work doing it. Yes. And we know that it's just made for protecting our rights so much better. And it's I think, politically in New Jersey, what has been accomplished by our leaders here is astounding. Because think of how bad the anti-gun onslaught is in New Jersey.
Ugh.
Think about every side. We're attacked in every way. But with our core and with our advocacy and with good people and high leadership, I mean, we've been able to hold at bay the loss of many of our rights. I mean, it is an amazing fight. We really should be proud of how good we've held out. And a lot of it has to do with those at the top of the organizations. And the
Scott Bach, Rob Nixon, Dan Schmutter, Evan Knappen, name a few.
Well, and don't forget you.
Okay.
And
let me tie things together.
And not only that, this show right here, as a voice, has been indispensable, and the amount of people that it reaches, and then what you do with your training and range facility, and the practical aspect of, I mean, how many people do you think brought their significant other here who wasn't crazy about guns and after experiencing this suddenly understood
why they
love guns?
I mean,
right?
Katie, you would come on a date in this range, right? This is
not a quaint range.
This is a nice place, right?
Yeah, no, it's really nice.
You'd bring a guy or something and hang out
here,
right?
I absolutely would. And I would also just like to note that the bathrooms are extremely clean.
Yeah, see, look at that.
Because I'm crazy about that.
Paid to say that.
No, I'm crazy about that.
No, I really care about things like that.
Well, right,
and we understand that. And I understood that early on because you're not going to come back if it's like a biker bar or a gas station, roadside gas station restroom. That's not what we're all about. You know, did you see the clientele? Does it look like the United Nations and Noah's Ark walking around?
Yeah, pretty
every
much.
Every size, shape, and color?
Yeah.
Right? That's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we are fighting. Ev, in case I get sidetracked, I have a question from Dave Bell when we come back. And then we can talk about anything you want.
Okay, I got good stuff to tell you, man.
I know you do.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get...
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
What's a barrel shroud and why should we regulate?
I actually don't know what a barrel shroud is.
Okay, because it's in your
legislation. It's a shoulder thing that goes up.
No.
No. Tucker shuts him down. That's great.
We back?
We're back.
So this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites. Montville Executive Suites is on New Road in Parsippany and in Montville, and their new website is libertyofficesuites.com. Liberty Office Suites has meeting rooms, private rooms, fractional, like timeshare type thing, for as little as $58 a month. You can get your business out of the local coffee shop or your mom's basement, and you can get into a professional environment. He also has a meeting room that holds up to 70 people. LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Support those who support us. Ron, when are you getting married? Just wondering.
Just wondering.
Next thing is we have a new sponsor coming on next week. There'll be a big rollout, and we'll be talking about that. I'm not telling you who it is yet, Sandy. Napping David Bell. I thought of this when we got hit with Hurricane Sandy and someone I know was forced to commit a felony when they were forced from their home and moved their handgun to another person's residence to keep it secure. So in light of Hurricane Matthew, is there any legal way to take your handguns with you if there are emergency, if you are evacuated under an emergency? Thanks in advance, Dave Bell. How's that work, Sam? I forgot his name.
It's a good question. The question really is, you know, since we're tied into exemptions, is there any exemption for emergency? There's no statutory exemption for emergency.
Of course.
And so what we're going to have to argue is that it was an emergency. And therefore, there's defenses such as necessity or other ones in terms of the action that you take. But there is no legal way to do that unless you're going to go to your vacation home or... There just isn't. It's not addressed.
So there's no legal way to do it.
There's nothing.
So the cops
legal.
Come and tell me I have to leave my house, and I bring my handguns to Sandy's house. I'm a felon.
Yes, you're illegal. There's no exemption for you to possess your handguns.
And if I left those guns in an evacuated house, would I be committing a crime too?
No, you can leave them there to be stolen
for the looters.
And looters, right?
Okay.
If you didn't own that house, suppose you were renting, like say at the shore.
It's the only thing we're going to claim is that you're changing your residence, and we might get away with that. That if you go to Sandy and you're going to change your residence to Sandy, let's all change our residence to Sandy.
So it's layers of stupidity as opposed to logic.
There's no
the way
shortage.
It works in New Jersey.
Right. That, yeah, there's no shortage. Well, they banned logic in 79. I thought you knew that. They're not allowed in Jersey.
That was probably the year Katie was born.
You can't even
almost.
See, you can't say these things.
How do you feel about that?
I feel very old.
Good, yeah, good. Me too. Good. But
Sandy
hey.
Started collecting Social Security in 79. Right, you're 62.
I feel
then,
like
right?
it. I'm 162 at this point. Yeah.
So David, to answer your question, you're a felon.
You're a felon.
It's just how it happens in New Jersey.
There's no legal way
Knappen,
around it.
Knappen calls us law-abiding criminals.
That's what you become, okay? A law-abiding criminal.
We're law-abiding criminals. So, Evan, share some stories with us. I have other letters. Katie, jump in anytime you want. If you catch him in a fib, he's got two. If you catch him in a fib, we want to know. You got three waters now,
Talk to
Evan.
Katie, for a minute, I'm hydrating.
So, Katie,
I'm a
you grew up in Washington State, and now you're in the Shire.
Yeah.
And what kind of guns do you own?
So, I own a Glock 42.
You carry it?
Because I have little tiny hands.
Let me see your hands.
Small hands.
Let me see. Let me see your hands. You and Donald Trump.
Exactly. Okay. So,
Katie has
I own
very
that.
Petite hands.
I think I do.
Katie's
got small. Well, I'm a very petite person.
Donald
so
Trump has a carry
all
license.
Yes. I have a carry license. And what's the other gun that I
recently,
just got?
Recently, the Taurus 40 that we won at Friends of NRA.
Where nice.
In New Hampshire,
you can actually
win
have guns.
Yeah.
Not posters
Friends
of guns.
Of NRA, right.
Exactly.
And won a nice Taurus 40 too.
Yeah. Nice. And so I have those now, but I grew up in a house where there were guns, but I didn't know there were guns.
Your dad?
He grew up doing, I guess, biathlons, I think they call them, ski and shoot competitions and hunting for food. But then when we moved to the West Coast, he just didn't.
So you feel good about that carry permit in New Hampshire. You just made about 30% of our listeners are female. You just made them all jealous because you have a gun you can carry.
They're out on the roof.
Not a good thing.
Well, you know, even in New Hampshire, though, we get some issues. And I just got a case up there that I want to tell you about that's unbelievably weird.
Jersey weird.
Oh, this is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
This guy is, he goes to a community college and he calls me because he happens to be African-American. And, you know, in New Hampshire, we don't have a huge population of African Americans in New Hampshire. It's one of the lowest I think only 0.9% of the population is African American. He's going to this community. He's a great guy, and he is ex-military and a good guy. And he's in this class, and he seems to get along with everybody. But there's apparently this a white girl in the class that didn't know him, and for whatever reason, she was scared of him. And
because he was African American,
looking directly at him, we don't know what this is about. But she went and reported to the teacher that he had a bulge in his pants. So this is what we call black man with a bulge.
Black man with a bulge.
Black man with a bulge. Okay.
We're waiting for the punchline.
I want to be a white man with a bulge.
Yes. This is black man with a bulge. It truly is, and this is why he got pulled out of class, and they threatened, they wanted to search him. He refused to be searched because, you know, it's a total privacy invasion, the whole thing.
I want to search the bulge in your pants?
Exactly. And it's like, where did she, there's no gun scene. There's nothing like this.
How come I'm thinking about Blazing Saddles? Excuse me while I whip this out.
Right. Go ahead. And I was like, right. And so it ends up where they're going to expel him because he didn't allow himself to be searched because some girl sees a bulge in a black man's pants. I mean, it was absolutely outrageous. And, you know, we end up finally getting it resolved and him not being kicked out. And he's a good guy, and he's a pro-gun guy and all this. But it was kind of insane. And you know, there you go. So beware.
So
you know,
like, weird things can happen even in pro-gun states.
Are you allowed to carry it on a college campus in New Hampshire or no? It depends on the college?
It depends on the college because there's no prohibition for education institutions per se. No. There's no state law that prohibits firearms in a school even. But there is the federal law. And then there's the idea of the private property or of the college itself makes a policy. But there's no law requiring it, preventing it. Mm-hmm. You know, it says no, you know, no guns in educational institutions. We don't have that as a state law there. Mm-hmm.
Part of what was interesting about this to me was that even beyond the gun issues, this was potentially impeding this man's right to educate himself.
Right, absolutely. Interfered with the whole thing.
Like, this is a student who's pursuing an education, right, and he's going to get expelled from school because somebody says he has a bulge in his pants?
Yeah,
really.
And, you know, and he wants to stand on the Fourth Amendment as well as the Fifth.
Right.
And assert his rights to privacy. You know, and it ends up, you know, he didn't want to have to lift his shirt for some security person and all this.
Or drop trowel.
Drop trowel. I mean, sure.
I got a letter for Evan when we come back.
Okay.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
For most purposes, having these magazine clips that have more than 15 rounds in them, there's really no purpose for those except for shooting targets or shooting people.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Family Chiropractic is conveniently located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know is within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, check out Waldorf Family Chiropractic or just send them a thank you. Evan, this is from George O. Hello, Aunt and Sandy. I was waiting in the Passaic County Court Thursday morning to testify before a grand jury. While minding my own business, I overheard discussions between a few detectives about a few gun cases they had. One of the prosecutors on a case was angry as to why a person wasn't charged with unlawful possession of a firearm in his own home with his own gun. The detective was very clear that the homeowner was clearly within all exemptions. Anyone listening to Gun for Hire Radio and has heard Evan Knappen on the show knows to which exemptions I'm referring. And any attempt to charge the homeowner wouldn't stick. The detectives knew this and had a few unkind words to say about the overreaching prosecutor. And thanks to Evan's book and gun law seminar, I might know more about New Jersey gun laws than at least one prosecutor. Thought you might find that amusing. This is what keeps Evan in business.
I do. And the book has saved a lot of folks. I'm proud of that. And I've heard a lot of stories like this. But keep in mind, it is a risk in Jersey that they can still try to charge you. We have a guy now actually charged mm-hmm. for possessing his handgun in his home. And we go to the judge, and the judge
for
is
real?
Like, yeah, for real. And he said it's a jury question, which it is technically. And so we have to prove to the jury that it's his home. And it was, and it is. But he has to go through the entire process. Because remember, exemptions are burden. We have to prove exemptions. That's why right. in New Jersey you're guilty till proven innocent.
You own a firearm at your own peril.
It's correct. And you can be subjected to having to fight it out in court on this stuff. And it's just outrageous. They've twisted the gun laws on their ear and have reversed burdens and made it extraordinarily difficult.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do judges ever look at you in a case and go, WTF, like because they can't believe how far-reaching prosecutors are going? Do you ever feel that vibe?
Let me tell you, just yesterday I'm in court in New Jersey, and I go on a case where they want to jam my guy up on second-degree possession of an assault firearm. You know what gun he has? Ready for this? You know what gun he has? A Ruger 10/22.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but wait, the prosecutor's being so reasonable. She'll let him plead to a fourth-degree charge, so he only gets 18 months max in state's prison, instead of course, face the threat of 10 years with a minimum mandatory 3.5, 5, even though, as I pointed out to her and the judge, it's not an assault firearm under the law. Oh, well, wait a minute, that doesn't matter, because it's an assault firearm as far as they're concerned. And I'm like, you know what?
This for
is
real?
So outrageous. Yeah, this is for real. This is so outrageous. I said, you know, I don't think you understand that my entire... I said, in this very courthouse, Monmouth County Courthouse... Is where I, Evan Knappen, okay,
grew up in front of
Judge Farron, had this law declared unconstitutional for this very reason, vagueness and overbreath, right? And then it was the follow-up federal cases that developed the Attorney General opinion that is now misused to try to turn guns that aren't on the list into assault firearms. But before you use that opinion, it's got to be a gun on the list. And then you look to see if it has offending features. It's how it works. You just don't, because otherwise all you'd have to say is every semi-automatic firearm is prohibited if it has any of the following. It's not how it works. It's one that's on the list and then has it. Because if the gun's not on the list, it's not prohibited. For example, straight stock Mini 14, only the folding stock versions. SKSs that have to have a detachable magazine. If it has a fixed 10-round, it's not on the list. It's not prohibited. You can have a grenade launcher on it, right?
But write that down, Sandy.
A bayonet lug and a bayonet on it. And so you can own a Yugoslavian SKS that's set up in that way. Why? Because it's only got a 10-round fixed mag, and it's not a prohibited gun on the list. The only SKS prohibited on the list is SKS that takes detachable magazine. So the list is there. As screwed up as it is, it's got to first be on the list. But you know what? They're all like, oh, well, they thought, you know, this is going to be, well, how nice of us. And no, you're going to turn this young man with no priors into a felon and ruin his life.
Wow.
Over this, over a Ruger 10, 5 million Ruger 1022s made by Ruger. The most popular 22 probably in all of America.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And they're going to try to put this guy, eliminate him from being in the law-abiding citizen
wow.
category.
Can
him
you
a
discuss
felon.
The case? I mean, how did they find the firearm? Can you talk about that or no?
We're going to, we'll put it this way. Nothing was his fault in any way that this got found. This was his gun in his bedroom. No fault of him. Nothing. Wow. And they find it there.
Wow. Stacking charges every day.
Yeah, right. So he's a total law-abiding guy, no prior nothing, and did not bring this upon himself by any means. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, as we get more and more, we're going to talk more and more. But it's just an outrage.
You know, not the gangbangers in Asbury Park.
No.
Well, they always plead the gun charge out.
Yeah.
Right, and, Evan? Look, real criminals always plead the gun charge out.
Not just me. Katie was there.
Oh, yeah.
Katie, what did this prosecutor do when I came in and said, go ahead, tell him.
Do you really want me to?
Yes, please.
So I'm sitting there in the little audience area, and they're on the other side of the bar, and Evan very calmly and collectedly just says, well, this is not an assault firearm, and here's why. Suddenly, the prosecutor is slamming files on the desk. She's pissed.
That's great. Right. Oh my God. You could crawl under their skin like that.
So the prosecutor starts slamming files and saying stuff like, well, I hope you know your client's going to prison. And then turns to where I'm sitting. She doesn't know who I am. Turns to where I'm sitting and goes, can you even believe this?
I'm not kidding. Like,
no, I can't, lady.
What?
It's a truce. And yeah, I'm not going to turn my guy into a felon.
I've never seen something like this happen.
He's going to jail.
And she can't believe.
She can't believe. Can you believe this?
Oh, well, the police report said, because they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
They don't understand how this, I've lived and breathed this law since the day it was proposed by Senator Graves, taken piece after piece out of it on cases, been part of its development. I understand how this works, okay? I'm the guy. She had no idea who she's talking to. And I'm telling you, look, I had at least the prosecutor in Bergen who respected me enough to say to another lawyer, if you get Evan Knappen to say that this is not an assault farm, I'll dismiss the case. That was correct.
Right.
And I did say it was, and the case got dismissed. That's how it's supposed to work. They're going to have to learn. Who the hell they're dealing with.
So the prosecutor turns and says, you know, can you even believe this? And I'm like, why is she breaking the fourth wall? One. But
yeah,
second of all, there is another defendant that's not with us. There's another defendant sitting next to me, and the guy just turns and looks at me like, what? Like,
he's next.
Because he's next.
Oh, man.
Oh, the poor guy was terrified.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Absolutely true. This is what goes on in the courts, and it's all about anti-gun bias and BS, and there's just no, you know, no logic. No reasonableness. It all goes out the window for when it comes to being anti-gun and screwing
because
good people under the
like
gun laws.
Because it seems like there's additional kudos to the prosecutor who gets a gun case and wins a gun case in the state of New Jersey.
Right. You're right. They're just high-fiving over destroying people.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's the same reason the legislature is such a bunch of morons and doesn't fix it.
Right.
And the same reason they pass more garbage, which you know is useless. Mm-hmm. You see prosecutions take place, prosecuting for nothing.
Yep. Well, this is part of why I feel... as someone who, I mean, I wouldn't describe myself as a quote unquote gun person.
We'll get you.
Go ahead. Exactly. We'll talk about the guns in a little while.
Now you are a gun person.
No, I mean, I think shooting is fun at the very least. And I've been much more vocal recently just in my social circles because I have a lot of friends who are, I guess you could say, anti-gun. Or it's just a completely foreign universe to them. And so I've been talking about it. And it's really fun to watch people's reactions, actually, because some people are like, yeah, that's awesome. I like to shoot. Let's go shooting. And then some others are like, what did you just say?
I can't believe that. That's terrible.
You shoot guns.
I never knew this about her.
Guns are terrible. Right. Yeah. When I posted a picture of me shooting an Uzi. Facebook not too long ago, and people lost their minds. But it's good, and it gets people talking about it. And I think the more people who, you know, the more people who are afraid of guns, who you can engage in a conversation where they actually learn something, I feel like it's better for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What else you got, Evan? Come on, share some more stuff with us. Scare the hell out of our listeners.
You want to scare the hell out of your listeners? Well, it's easy enough to do because
it's what we do best.
You know, living in New Jersey, you got to understand where we're coming from here in Jersey. In Jersey, there is a presumption of illegality over everything that a gun owner does. It's presumed illegal till you can prove that it's not. So that's the very first thing.
The rest of America.
So you're presumed not to be licensed unless you have a license. You're presumed not to be in exemptions unless you can show you are. So there's a constant burden shifting, making you guilty till you prove yourself innocent. And then you run into these zealous prosecutors and law enforcement, and you have that perfect storm. Everything I do, I'll be funky from
now on. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range. Where family memories begin.
But some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
And this segment is brought to you by me, because I feel like it.
An incendiary bullet that can cook deer at the same time.
Those heat-seeking bullets you have here, Anthony?
They're pretty good.
You shoot them and cook them at the same time.
They're shooting cooks. We're
working on a new one.
I love them.
We're working on a new one where the hollow point's full of barbecue sauce.
Nice.
So when you shoot like the squirrel, you cook it and marinate everything.
All at the same time.
That's awesome.
Okay. I like that.
That's like a meal deal.
Yeah. Jersey's already writing a bill to ban them.
We can't have barbecue bullets.
You only shoot them in firearms with the barrel shroud.
That's
and the
right.
thing that goes
right.
up.
Right.
Make
sure the that thing that goes up from the
shoulder,
the shoulder thingy. Yes.
That goes up.
The shoulder thingy that goes up. Yes.
Now,
barrel shroud.
Real quick, I know
you're talking about the thingy that goes up. That's a whole other thing.
I know that's what your client was charged with in New Hampshire.
Exactly.
Right.
We don't want to talk about that. Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's what it was.
She thought you had a barrel shroud.
Right. That's right.
Based on the description.
Based on the description.
the white girl thought he had a barrel shroud.
Barrel shroud in his pants.
Yeah.
All right. Now, could you imagine it's me turning it into a clean direction?
This is frightening.
What happened?
An imposter. An imposter is filling in for Anthony. This is outrageous.
Steering the conversation back on topic. I don't understand.
From penis jokes.
No,
this is ridiculous.
It's early in the season, but I just want to plant the seed. God.
Oh, here we go. Anyway. All right, back to Anthony. All right, you're missing me.
Toys for Tots, the collection box is here already. Wow. You know, they stopped picking up about 2 weeks before Christmas. Well, I've broken a collection record in North Jersey
four years
in a row
now. So all you're doing is go for year five here. So
I want to break the collection record for gifts for kids, boys and girls. They have to be brand new in a box. It's not about the kids.
It's about the damn record.
Brand new in the box toys. Amazon.com have them shipped directly to the range when you're ordering something. If you go to Toys R Us or somewhere, you know, spend $10, $20, $30. We've had customers drop Wii's in there and Xboxes.
Yeah, there's been a lot of good stuff.
Whatever you can, a $15 toy.
I've pilfered a lot of things out of
that box. Yeah, I know. Thanks. We actually had a guy, 2 years ago take a football out of the box. And anyway, I can't discuss what happened.
Oh, wow.
But he didn't get out off the property.
No.
But the Toys R Tots box is here. Last year, the Marine Corps League came and had to empty the box like 10 times.
Wow.
And then they came down and presented the range with an award another year in a row. So I'd like to keep it going this year. The other thing is on October 29th, Saturday from 9 to 2, the Scouts will be here again with the popcorn sale.
Very nice.
So 9 to 2, Saturday, 10/29. I'll be pitching that as we move along. Look at that. Plant the seed, pitching that. Anyway, and you started this, Evan. Go ahead. Evan,
you pitched it to me?
Go ahead, Evan.
Thanks.
Talk to me.
What do you want
to
know? I mean, I got lots. There's lots out there, dude. There's just a lot going on. The importance of the election cannot be understated as far as the Second Amendment is concerned.
Yeah, but it's not looking too good right now.
Okay, maybe it isn't, but you know what? Maybe it is. Who knows?
Listen, I'm all in. I'm still voting for the talking yam.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Here's what we got, and the problem is when it comes to the Second Amendment, that's the only thing I'm talking about here. It's night and day difference. Night and day.
And we know. The Supreme Court is going to be gone. Everybody in this room, except maybe Katie, will lose the Supreme Court for our lifetimes. Katie, how old are you roughly?
41.
Oh, you're losing it too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're all done. If the fly bait wins, if you saw the second debate.
It's a no-fly zone.
Two times. You can't even make a no-fly zone on her face. Yes,
what is it with Democratic presidential candidates and flies?
I don't know, but I'm telling you right now, forget about your Second Amendment. Forget about your Second Amendment. You will lose the U.S. Supreme Court for the next 50 years.
Yeah.
In the next 4 to 8 year term. So get ready for it, ladies and gentlemen. I know he's not the best we have, but he's all we have. Go ahead, Evan.
How sad is that?
And the thing is, we will then be able to get a lot of pro stuff passed, too. We should finally get national reciprocity. We should be able to get our FOPA reform.
That
we'll
alone.
Get all these things.
Forget about FOPA, Firearms Owners Protection, but talk about to get national reciprocity.
Trump will sign it. He said it.
It
stated he will. He's been carrying a gun himself for 40 years. He will sign it, and we'll finally have
so close.
The finally
polls
have it.
Polls, unfortunately, don't look good. They look like a President Hillary. What do we do in
the
that
fourth
aspect?
Estate? Well, the fourth estate is our largest special interest group.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, seriously.
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
you're familiar with the term the fourth estate, Katie?
I don't think I am.
It's the press.
Okay.
The press is the fourth estate.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be the clergy, the rich people, you know, the royalty, and then the rich people were the three estates, and the fourth estate was the press back in the 16th, 17th, 1800s, mostly in Europe.
Anthony was alive.
I was just going to ask if he was born then.
I was in kindergarten.
He was in kindergarten.
But the fourth estate has been setting the dialogue and protecting Hillary, and we see it with all the WikiLeaks emails and everything. They lobber the questions that she's going to get at the town hall meetings and everything. So go ahead, Evan. Give our listeners some talking points.
Yes.
But give our listeners some talking points on why we have to vote for the first orange president ever.
Why we have to vote for him?
Yes.
I'll tell you why we have to vote for him.
Because he'll be a role model for orange Americans
Everywhere.
Right.
Okay.
And you can always say, orange, you glad you voted for him.
Orange.
Yes.
And nothing rhymes with orange. You know that,
that's
right?
That's true. Yes. It's the only word in the English dictionary with no
rhyme. Present a unique challenge to the National Poet Laureate.
That's true. It's very true.
And so these are important reasons. But
in orange we trust.
Yes.
The real problem is not so much why him, but why not Hillary when it comes to our issue. And the Second Amendment, she is bought and paid for by Bloomberg. I mean, when Bloomberg comes to the Democratic National Convention and is supporting her, and you can see his agenda, you can see his very words created where she talks about common sense gun control, the same buzzword code. And folks, you say, what does this mean? What is common sense? What it means is a universal background check. Let's translate some things for the folks. Universal background check means universal gun registration.
Wait. Right. Also, means, Hillary, I support the Second Amendment. A second later, fly landed on her. What is she full of?
that about sizes it up. Because supporting the Second Amendment is one thing, but interpreting what you're supporting, where you don't believe that it's an individual right, it's fine for you to support it then, right? So it's a little word games, a little tricky stuff. You got to be really careful and vigilant. But
here's something. Speaking of Hillary,
let's hear a 40-year-old female's perspective.
A 40-year-old female's perspective. So this 40-year-old female has a 14-year-old stepdaughter who is obsessed with Hillary Clinton. So thinking back to when I was 14 years old.
So is Evan.
Yes.
In a different sort of way.
But here's the thing. So when you have a kid who is interested in...
Why don't you take advantage of Hillary? Because she's like when she said, wipe the server, with a cloth. She's really naive about stuff. So you can really take advantage of her.
You could.
Like with a cloth? With a cloth? It's great. Yeah, it's amazing what you can convince
Katie,
her to
just
do.
Jump in.
Sorry, Katie.
I'm going to jump. Yeah.
Sorry,
okay.
Abby learned after the third time she was on the show. His female daughter. She just burst right in. I think once she pushed him on the floor, too. But go ahead.
Yeah, that probably helped. So when you have a 14-year-old who's actually interested in politics, this is not a usual hobby for a 14-year-old. My reaction was, I want to support this. I don't care who she's interested in as a candidate. I think it's cool that she's
involved,
into politics, right?
Sure.
So she wanted to go to, because we live in New Hampshire, where we have the first in the nation primary. So I call it candidate hunting season. when all of the candidates are there for the primary, because they all swarm, and we live in the state capital.
Sure.
So they're at our local bars, our local ice cream parlors.
It's going to be a zoo with
their
entire entourage.
So you're telling me for 1 month you have more horses' asses than horses
in
Concord, New Hampshire?
Yes, we do.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You can follow the candidates around and go to all their different appearances and appearance hop. And so she wanted to go to the Hillary events. And as someone who will describe themselves as a liberal voter, yes, that's right. There's a liberal voter in the studio. I was sitting there at this town hall meeting with my child watching Hillary talk. And, there's some things that she talks about them that I agree with. There's other things that I don't. And
she's not going to do it, but she talks about it. Go ahead.
And I cannot tell you how uncomfortable it was as a quote-unquote liberal voter who supports gun rights to be sitting there
while
she is ranting about gun control.
In
New Hampshire. I'm like,
why wasn't she tarred and feathered?
Everybody has guns in New Hampshire. Yeah. So it was, I think probably one of the reasons I want to mention this is just that, don't want to forget that there are quote unquote liberal allies to the gun community.
We know. Sandy is one right there.
Yeah.
He belongs to the ACLU bastard over there who only has their favorite amendments.
That's very true.
But I feel like keying into, I don't know how this is accomplished, but keying into conversations with those voters is really important. And
correct.
I don't think that either Trump or Clinton are doing a good job with that.
Correct.
Yeah, but I'm not about to feel the Johnson either.
No, forget that. That's a vote for Hillary.
That is a vote for Hillary.
Correct. The guy's completely off the...
And remember,
he's off the reservation.
And Johnson's also said, remember the Aleppo
is it right?
In Texas.
Don't
remember?
Be a Johnson
remember
sucker.
The Aleppo.
Remember the Aleppo.
Hold the sausage,
don't
please.
Be a Johnson sucker.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Then the, you know, yeah, I wouldn't vote for
him. Wasn't the Aleppo?
Where is this going?
Aleppo was one of the Marx Brothers, no?
It was, yes.
You'd really be a Johnson head if you were to
vote
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Johnson head.
So we all know that within the next 20 days, we really have to convince our 2A brothers and sisters for national reciprocity. Listen, for the safety of our country, damn it. She wants to increase immigrants 550% coming into this country. And she's like Ann Merkel. The elites don't care. She'll never walk amongst them. She's not one of us.
Is she one of anyone's?
No.
When was the last time she pumped gas, would you guess?
Yeah.
Just
never.
Don't grab your...
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
This right here has ability with a 30 caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half a second. 30 magazine clip in half a second.
Crank it on, crank it up, let's go, crank it up, it's gone for higher radio.
And listeners, this KD in
I
the
want
studio.
One of those guns.
Yeah.
Is not the Katie from the lipstick bodyguard commercial.
No, she's
not. Don't email
no.
me, please. Okay. Mm-mm. Oh, look, Tommy Tate's Vitale's here.
Speaking of which, have you seen the increase? I was just Googling woman attacked just before in New Jersey.
I was trying
to find there was an issue in a woman in Jackson Township in New Jersey. In Jackson, what is that, Ocean County of?
What now?
Jackson Township. There was a woman murdered by her boyfriend.
Yes.
Jackson. In,
right.
And it was kind of a murder-suicide. And it brought me right back to the fact that here's a woman who could have protected herself, should have even, if she couldn't have a firearm in New Jersey, she should really have had.
Carol Baum?
Not Carol Baum.
No.
This is just last week.
Like
the 6th of October or something like that. And then what followed it in that Google was probably 50 results of women being attacked, recent mm-hmm. attacks.
Not any of our legislators, though, because they have protection.
No. Yeah, they all have protection. But what's incredible is even though violent crime is going down in the United States, crime against women is skyrocketing everywhere.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't
know this.
It's
just bizarre.
I'm going to have to look into that.
I want to read a report that one of our students, Gun for Hire alumni, Gun for Hire radio listener, Michael Nizoliak, came to shoot, and he sent me an email of this paper. He got a 90 on in Union County College, speaking of going down south, Jersey.
Surprised he wasn't expelled.
And he got a 90. His professor gave him a 90, but the letter's called My Right to Self-Protect. He wrote, "Chances are I might live to see another day. New Jersey should allow concealed carry firearms. Every day thousands of people are raped, kidnapped, and murdered. Every person has a right to feel safe, whether it's at home or at a store. The state of New Jersey does not feel the same way. Why must we fall victim when at the most vulnerable times? Carrying a firearm does not promote violence. It's our constitutional right. Everyone deserves the right to feel safe at all times." Picture this. You're walking down a dark alley and a criminal sees you. In this person's mind, they're thinking, "I'm going to rob this unarmed person because they can't do anything about it." At this moment, all you can do is give everything up and pray they won't kill you. In the same scenario, you were legally armed. That person now has the thought, "This person may have a gun also. I better think twice. What should I do? Why should anyone be left vulnerable and unable to protect themselves? Living in an unpredictable world with more and more terrorist attacks hitting closer to home, one should have the option of protecting themselves and the family. Pointed out by Self-Defense, Mind, Body, and Spirit.com, the average 911 response time in the U.S. is 10 minutes. This leaves a criminal a feasible amount of time to do whatever they need to do. At times of most crisis situation, no one has the time to pick up their phone and wait for help to arrive." All right? Carrying a firearm does not promote violence. There is no conclusive evidence that can prove it promotes violence. Criminals do not follow laws. That's a funny one, right? Well, he goes on, and he wrote, the final paragraph was, "I am a law-abiding U.S. citizen. I live in a very dangerous environment where criminals do not follow laws. I have never been convicted of a criminal offense. I am not a drug or alcohol user. I do not have a mental illness. I have a justifiable need to protect my life if I ever have to. Then why must the state of New Jersey deny me or any other law-abiding citizen the right to bear arms?" Michael, I'm amazed that you had a professor in a college in New Jersey give you a 90 and not expel you, as Sandy said. The problem is that academia and the elites, they feel insulated and isolated from the rest of the world. And us common folk, us serfs, don't deserve to protect ourselves. Knappen, how many cases have you seen where people were denied right to carry because they hadn't been, what do you say, they issue it in New Jersey posthumously, right? After you're right. dead, you get your yes. carry permit?
Yeah, then you can show that the threat was genuine and you had a justifiable need because there was the threat of serious bodily injury or death to you, and then you have the proofs, but it doesn't do you much good after. And this was the evil plan by the court to interpret this in this manner, because the entire interpretation is BS, because it fails to consider the full aspect of their whole argument. I'll tell you why. Justifiable need, they say, well, that's from justification. So what's justification? Well, justification is justification for the use of force under New Jersey gun law. So if it's justification for the use of force, which is where we call self-defense,
go ahead.
At what time are you justified for the use of deadly force? Well, you're justified for the use of deadly force when you're facing a serious threat of bodily harm or death, right? Then you can respond in kind. So the court goes and says, well, justifiable need means justification. Therefore, your need has to be based in this self-defense argument for deadly force. But here's what they forget. They forget that a firearm is not just for deadly force. A firearm is more often used for non-deadly force. So often the mere presence of a firearm can persuade something from not taking place, can protect an individual without the need to even fire a shot. And if no shot is fired and various things are averted, it's therefore not necessarily anywhere reaching the threshold of what's needed to use deadly force. And therefore, the court's interpretation of justifiable need takes in no account of the justifiable need when it's demonstrated in the manner of non-deadly force, which are these lower threshold uses. The courts ignore that. And yet that is the majority of use of a firearm, is in its mere presence to avert the crime.
Correct.
Not just using it. But they don't recognize that in Jersey. So you're left having to show that you somehow have to be justified to pull the trigger, which many, many times you're not doing that. As a matter of fact, you don't want to do that if you can avoid
it's
doing
that.
It's
been proven, right? If you read many books from Colonel Cooper down, over 90% of the time when a strong soul force is exhibited and a firearm is brandished, the act or threat of aggression ceases.
Right.
If I pull a gun out of the shit bag and say, don't move, I got a gun, I'll blow your head off, the best thing I can hope for is that person will either A, submit, or B, break and run. That's right. I don't want to shoot him.
Right.
I will if I have to, if he messes with someone I love or my family or my dog. But I don't want to use a gun. But most of the time, predators look for prey. Katie, how long did it take you to get your carry permit in New Hampshire? Piss our listeners off from New Jersey.
Oh, gosh. I filled out the form. I think it took about 30 seconds. And then I submitted it to the police department. And then I think, isn't it within 14 days they have to give you a response?
Yeah.
So I just filled out a little piece of paper down at my city police department and turned it in. And then 2 weeks later, I got a permit.
14 days.
And you're in the biggest city in the state of New Hampshire.
No.
One of it's the capital.
Capital.
It's the Concord. Capital.
If you try that in the capital of New Jersey,
right.
Yeah, Trenton.
Right.
Yeah.
It'd be like going to Trenton to get your gun license. Yeah.
Which would
fill out a little piece of paper in 2 weeks, you're giving your carry license to the city of Trenton.
We have people in East Hanover that can't get a permit to purchase for 1 year. The police chief holds your
permit
for 1 year.
Purchase.
And if you put down for two pistol permits, his sergeant scratches it off and changes it to one. You're allowed one gun a year in East Hanover.
Wow.
See, and in New Hampshire, there's no limit to the number of guns at all under state law, and there's no permit required. So you and I, all four of us, could buy, sell, and swap handguns amongst each other right now.
See,
give me the cash and take the gun.
This is the reason why, unfortunately, Trump has to, we have to propel him over the next 3 weeks with our friends and family, because we could see national change, because as hard as we fight, we're not going to get change at the state level in the state of New Jersey. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen when we have the politicians running the roost from the inner cities and their feelings about us law-abiding citizens and our nasty guns that we own.
Well, the reality, what I hear more and more of is if Trump doesn't win and things kick over to be another 4 years of Obama or worse, is that you're really seeing a rise in the secession movement. And Texas
you're seeing
already
that in
has,
Texas mm-hmm, already, yeah.
Already
yeah.
seeing it. So, you know, we're really going to see what would essentially be a repeat of the 1860s.
What about
but
New
done
Hampshire?
In a different
is
context.
There talk of that in New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire, the right of rebellion is a right of the Constitution. You have a state constitutional right to rebellion in the state of New Hampshire.
Our motto is live free or die.
Oh,
right.
I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And there's a right to rebellion. It recognizes it recognizes and puts into the Constitution what the Founding Fathers did and makes it a right. So that kind of thing,
we're
you
also
know,
very,
is there.
We're also very libertarian heavy in our state legislature.
Yeah.
So it's I don't know that you'd call it a secession movement, but it's certainly been an infiltration and disruption of state government.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Well, Sandy will do the thank yous later. I'm not in a thank you mood.
Nice.
Remember, if you're a member of the Woodland Park Range and you bring a new shooter here, each one reach one. Ask for your poker chip up front. You're going to need them with the grand opening in the summer of 2017 with the new Range Edition. Evan Knappen's book is in stock if you want it, his gun law book as well as his knife law book.
Mm-hmm.
His dates for next year's seminars at the Woodland Park Range will be on the website within a week. He has to get with Jimmy on that. And let me see real quick. Civilian response to an active shooter, October 25th. Protective pen, October 30th. Basic first aid, November 5th. Low light, no light, level 1, November 5th. Urban pistol 2, November 13th. Defensive flashlight, which is a new class, November 18th. Urban
defensive
shotgun.
Flashlight.
Defensive flashlight.
Yes. Remember I used a flashlight to defend myself in Boston? I flashed in the guy's eyes. Something like that. Urban shotgun 1, November 19th. November 26th, protective cane. I've been carrying my cane for a couple of days from knee surgery, and I took that class twice.
My name is
love
Kane.
It. Nice. Be quiet, you. Urban carbine 1, November 27th. December 3rd, CPR AED. December 4th, Urban Pistol 1. December 11th, Urban Carbine 2. Popcorn sale, October 29th. You better be here from 9 to 2. Show your support. Otherwise, I'll have to buy all the popcorn again. Thank you.
Let us know how you're listening to the show, where you're listening to the show, why you're listening to the show. Well, you've done it again. Looks like you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gunfire Hour Radio. Gunfire Hour Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music you listen to in the broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the License of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Winston the Dog, and the rest of the crew here at Gunfire Hour Radio, thank you, Evan. Thank you, Katie Brown. We love you guys. See you all next week.
From sea to the shine.